Hello?
Hello, is Frederick Ball there?
No, he isn't.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, we are retired. I'm 81, my husband 85.
Okay, thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote?
I will vote.
Between...
If I'm still alive.
Between definitely and probably?
Say that again?
Between definitely and probably?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, or black? Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
You know, to me, ma'am, now that's an insult. I know that's what they want you to do, but I think that's an insult.
Well, we just want to know for demographic purposes and statistical purposes.
Yeah, but that's a very insulting.
Okay, that's fine. So what is your age?
I am 81.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I am very liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 about how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use
5, 0, and 10.
The first issue is making college more affordable.
Well, I'm all for that. Mm-hmm.
So on a scale from 0 to 10?
I would say, I'll say a 9.
Thank you. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
Oh, my goodness, a 10.
Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
No, 10. I'll say 10 on that.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
10. I'll say 10 on that.
Addressing immigration and border security?
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
I'll say 5. I'm not that concerned about that.
Okay. Improving K-12 education?
10.
Thank you. And combating climate change and protecting the environment?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Well, somewhat approve.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Donald Trump.
Wow. I don't have no opinion about it.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Republicans in Congress.
I think, what was that? What was the scale on that again?
From 0 to 100. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
0.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
I'll say, oh, gee whiz. I'll say favorable for him.
And on a scale from 0 to 100?
I'll say 95.
Thank you. The next one is the American Medical Association, or AMA.
Gee whiz. A lot can be done better toward that.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to give you a number?
Yes, please.
Let's say 80. I'll say 80.
Thank you. And the last one is the tobacco industry.
I'll say 80 for that.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on for each. And once again, for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important.
I'll say 10 on that.
Okay. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
Authorizing prescription medication.
10. A lot could be done better concerning that.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use.
I'll say 10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults?
I don't really have an opinion about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
A 10.
Thank you very much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and all over?
I oppose to it.
And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I strongly oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the scale of the cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I oppose all cigarettes, really. I don't smoke and I oppose it.
For the purpose of the question, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes, I oppose that.
Okay, and is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I strongly oppose that.
Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Well, I think banning it I think it should be banned, all those things.
Mm-hmm. So, between much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Well, I think other issues are more important right now, but I think it should be, you know, banned by the government. The government should have some say-so in it.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is, other people say that the tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great of a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. And then we have statement B. Some people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
I agree with the first statement.
Mm-hmm. And is that somewhat more A or much more statement A?
Much, much more statement A, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, do you feel, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
Well, you said a lot there, but so I don't have an opinion on that. I just won't give an opinion.
Well, the first one was through harm reduction, and the second one is a prohibition.
Well, prohibition then.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavor cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome. The first one is the creation of the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all about this happening?
Well, somewhat concerned.
And the second one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today.
I didn't quite get that. Could you repeat that again?
Yes. The loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today.
United farm workers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for the tobacco industry. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned.
I'm somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you. And we're about to be finished, but first, I just want to thank you for your time. Just bear with me for a couple more minutes. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first.
Nine. Eight. I'll change it. Eight.
Thank you. The first statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officers use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authority more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you not agree with that at all? Do you somewhat agree or strongly agree in a scale from 0 to 10?
I'd rather not give an opinion on that.
Thank you. The next one is, our goal should be for people to continue quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. On a scale from 0 to 10, do you not agree at all with that statement, somewhat agree with that statement, or strongly agree with that statement?
I strongly agree with it.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
I'll say 10.
Thank you. And then the last one for this section is, a prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them, and it will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. On a scale from 0 to 10, where do you stand?
I strongly disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. And on a scale from 0 to 10?
I strongly agree with that.
I need you to tell me if you agree or disagree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you do not agree at all.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not have an opinion. I'd rather not give an opinion on that at all.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now we're about to be finished, but sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I support the government on that.
And is that a strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support that.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I support a ban of all tobacco products.
And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
I strongly support that.
Thank you very much. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products of adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think banning it will bring more harm to my community.
Okay. And that would be somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay. Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for a federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
less likely to support them.
Okay. And is that less willing or much less willing to support?
Less willing.
Okay. In the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products? Beer? Yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes? Yes or no?
No. No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Repeat that one.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No opinion on that.
Okay.
But I don't quite understand that question.
It was heat not burn.
We can move on.
The next one is liquor or spirits?
I don't support that.
But have you used any of those products? Yes or no?
No, none whatsoever.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as a dip or chew?
No, none.
Pipe tobacco?
None.
Cigars?
None.
Wine?
Say that again.
Wine.
None.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
None of those products.
Soda or soda pops?
Soda, yes.
Thank you very much. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
I am married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No. None.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. We really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.